It is time for On the House. Once a month, we get a chance to check in with Jesse Davis, a local real estate agent, about different issues having to do with our homes and properties. Jesse joins us now. Good morning, Jesse. Tell us about your topic and our guest this morning.
Well, good morning. The topic is countertops, and it's just one of those things when you enter a house and you see a kitchen and the counters are just, they just look so nice. I mean, it really makes a huge impression. And I was in a house a few months ago, and I would have sworn that it was marble. I mean, it just looked beautiful, well put together, and it was actually laminate, you know, which usually doesn't always look 100% amazing. And so I've been wanting to talk about different countertops, you know, whether it's granite, quartz, recycled glass is kind of trendy right now, but also some of these really cool laminate products. And so we're going to be speaking with Chuck Beck at JB Home Counselors. They do all sorts of things, kitchen-wise and house-wise, but they're also really kind of experts when it comes to countertops.
And Chuck is joining us now. Hey, Chuck, thanks for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Hey. So, yeah, Chuck, why don't you kind of give us a 101 here? I mean, there's so much we could talk about. I mean, 15 minutes is hardly enough time. But, what are some things that you tell people when they walk into your shop and they start asking about countertops?
Well, you know, Jesse, one of the things that you had mentioned is still laminate is a very popular product for more that entry level or, you know, even maybe say mid-price person that they're looking to spend. One of the things now that they are doing with the laminates is they have the ability now to, as they make the photographic pattern that creates the laminate pattern. Well, in the past, it's been a scenario where the pattern would repeat itself every, say, 2 feet on your countertop.
Okay,
well, now
sure.
They have the technology that with some of these patterns are actually repeating themselves like every 5 feet. So what happens is when they photo a big slab of natural stone, like a granite or a quartz or a marble-type looking product, it gives it a much more realistic-looking pattern. And then, of course, because of technology, they have made them now where they are more durable, more scratch-resistant. So it's a great entry-level product for countertops.
Well, that you bring up a great point here, Chuck. Durability, you know, is something like granite, which looks gorgeous, is it less durable than a quartz or a laminate product?
Well, the laminate argument is going to be will be definitely your least, you know, durable from a kitchen standpoint.
Okay.
Then once you're kind of stepping up the line, then from there we're going to jump into solid surface products. Now that gets broken down into either some type of a synthetic or some type of a natural stone. And what happens there?
Synthetic stone is quartz, right?
Well, yes and no. So what you actually have there is a quartz countertop is a engineered real stone countertop. So typically, most quartz countertops are 93% ground quartz, and then the remainder of it is the bonding agents and the colors that create that piece of countertop. And that's actually, like I say, they take the quartz, they grind it up, and they put it in a machine and make a big old slab of natural stone. Whereas a granite countertop, they cut a chunk of rock out of the ground, cut it into a 3-centimeter thickness, polish it, and that's where you get your big piece of stone. And that's why you see in, like, the granites, typically you can see such a wide variety of variation within a given color.
Gotcha. But you make it sound, though, that there's something that has that's sort of less rock than a quartz. It's more of an engineered stone. What kind of product is that?
Well, there's a couple different options. So one thing, like, you know, is a product like DuPont makes a product called Corian. Now, Corian is a solid surface synthetic material. So it's actually a very hard, dense plastic. It's used very widely in the bathrooms, and we still use it somewhat in the kitchen because it is a non-porous product. So that makes out for a pretty nice, like I say, especially in your bathroom area, fantastic product to use in the bathroom. One of the things that we have found now in the kitchen is that once the quartz countertops became popular, let's say 15 to 20 years ago, kind of quartz kind of started coming on strong, and now it has just really come on strong, is that because the way the quartz is manufactured, you're dealing in a product that actually is non-porous, so you never have to seal it. It's a zero-maintenance product. So it kind of has the same properties that the old synthetics had, but you have a much more durable product because if you cut on it with your knife, you're not going to scratch it. You're just going to dull your knives.
Okay, I gotcha. Well, one of the things I'm sure you constantly get asked is, how much is this going to cost me? Which
All the time, every day. And, of course, like everything nowadays, it's such a wide variety because there is so much variation with all the different product lines. But when someone comes in, I kind of simple break it down into a simple product. If you're going to do a laminate countertop, generally on a whole kitchen, even let's say a large kitchen, you probably have a product that maybe is going to cost you, a couple $1,000 or less, typically for a laminate. Rarely do we ever put one in that ends up running more than that. If you're going to go to solid surfaces, then you're probably looking at, generally as a rule of thumb, a minimum of 2 to 3 times more expensive.
Okay.
So there's a large kitchen end on up because, we have products that literally, once you get into, as an example, granite, which we really haven't touched base on much, granite typically is done by different grades or different levels. It's not really different grades. It's just different pricing levels depending on the availability of that product. And so you start out numerically with a 1 being your least expensive, and you go up the line. Well, you can have a 2, a 3, a 4, and even a 5 level granite. And we've had instances where a customer or client may pick 2 different colors of granite, and literally one can cost twice as much as the other one, based on availability and the uniqueness of that stone pattern. So it's sometimes kind of hard when someone comes in and says, well, hey, how much is my new countertop going to cost me?
Hey, Chuck, this is John Bauer. Tell us about the maintenance of this stuff, a quartz and a solid piece or a piece of granite. I mean, we have granite here in our studios, and it looks pretty damn good, and it's been here 15 years. Are we supposed to be upkeeping these, and what do you do for other surfaces?
Yeah, great question, John. Typically a granite, theoretically should be periodically resealed. Now, a lot of that has to do with the location. Like you guys have it there down at the station or say in a non-water area or a non-food prep area, you may get away with sealing it when it's initially new and never sealing it again, but it does need to be periodically resealed. The sealers have gotten much better, and because of that, this isn't even something that you need to do once a year anymore. So that's a pretty nice option within that. Obviously, laminate really hasn't changed. That's a plastic laminate. So there are some dressings that you can put on. There's a product called Countertop Magic you can use clean it per se, but it's an enhancer that helps maintain it and to make it look nice. It's an aerosol you put on, and you just wipe it on, and it'll eventually wear off, but it will enhance the look of your counter. Quartz, on the other hand, because of the way it's designed, is for all intents, it's maintenance free. That's personally what I have at home. We've had ours in now for over 17 years, and you really don't do anything with it. Cambria, which is a brand of quartz, that's probably one of the people are familiar with, which is actually a Minnesota company. They have gone as far as they have now have certification to use their product in commercial kitchens.
Wow.
So you can see,
really?
Yeah, so that's really quite a step up. And so you're starting to see the Cambria show up in restaurants, bars, that type of thing, because it truly is a maintenance-free product. So from a sanitary thing, you could put down raw hamburger, raw chicken on this countertop, wipe it up with soapy water, and plop your bread down there to make your sandwich. So that's one of the things I think that is why we are seeing, trending-wise, why the quartz over the last, especially, say, the last 5 to 10 years, had just skyrocketed in popularity because people are figuring out that it truly is a maintenance-free product.
What about some of these other surfaces? I mean, I've seen, I don't do Pinterest, thank God, but, some of these other things like recycled glass or poured concrete or marble or butcher block or anything like these things. Is there a reason that these are kind of fringe players, or is there a space in the kitchen for them?
Well, there is. The answer to that question, I guess, would be yes in both cases. We do see the, you know, the butcher block has still maintained some popularity. And, of course, now butcher block is actually designed to be used one of two ways. You get it an unfinished butcher block that you oil, and then that typically is a butcher block that you can use. You can cut on it. You can use it just like an old-school butcher block countertop. The other option with butcher block is it comes with a pre-finished, almost like a lacquer-type finish on top of it, that then it's more designed to be more of a showpiece where you might want to, you know, just like a tabletop, so you're not going to ever cut on it because it doesn't have that oil finish on it. So that's something that we still see being used periodically. I think with hygiene, a lot of people are maybe not quite as convinced that having that porous piece of wood on your countertop is quite as sanitary as some of the other products. So I think because of that, the quartz has stepped in and taken away so many of these other options. Now, the concrete is another one we see a little bit of. It's a tricky product to do, so what we find, especially like in our market, it's somewhat hard to find an installer that's someone who's good at doing that product. Now, and I don't think it's as popular. You know, I go back, you know, 10 years ago or so. You should go down in the metro area into the high-end homes, and you would see it pretty regularly. And, again, we're not seeing it as much as we used to because I think we've come up with countertop alternatives that work better. Jesse, you mentioned the recycled glass. Another thing, great product. And even some of the quartz manufacturers are starting to use some recycled glass in some of their products. Again, great product, not quite as durable as some because with the glass particulates in there, you do take the chance that if you were to drop something on it, there's a possibility that that glass particle, you know, particulate could actually chip out of your countertop. So, you know, those are good items if you're doing it in a non-wear area, like an office building, you know, something like that that's not going to get that daily wear and tear that you use with pots and pans in your kitchen.
Gotcha. And what about marble? I mean, is there? I know that marble is a lot more upkeep. It's more of a limestone kind of stone.
Yes.
But is there a spot that it works? I mean, is it good for a backsplash or something?
I mean, the marble industry. You know, you're still seeing it on wall panels in bathrooms on high end homes. But again. Once again, that's a maintenance product on that one. I get scared anytime we, you know, use it just because I'm just so afraid that somebody is going to stain it down the road because a little bit more porous and you got to be a lot more careful of it. Again, and I don't like to keep coming back to that quartz industry, but one of the things that the quartz guys have done now is what's changed in the quartz industry is if you go back 10 or 15 years ago, the technology of quartz allowed you to use, you know, three or four very small particulates, three or four different colors, molded into a countertop. So pretty much all of the quartz countertops look the same, but the difference of they could make it in any color that you like. Well, then Cambria was kind of the leader of the pack. And like I say, once again, Minnesota company down in Le Sueur is where it's manufactured. Well, they have figured out the technology now to vein the countertop, to use many more colors, much more bigger particulates. So we literally have quartz colors from multiple manufacturers that look just like marble. The difference is with a quartz countertop is you could put a strawberry on it, a blueberry on it, spill a little bit of red wine on it, and come back two or three days later and wipe it up with a soapy rag or some Windex and a paper towel. And if we did that with the marble, we would have an issue. And that's why you typically, rarely you're going to see the marble in the kitchen. You may see it a little bit used still in the bathroom. And it can, you know, that gets into that upper echelon price point too. So it's a thinner market. I'm not quite as much of a market share using that product anymore, especially in our area.
Okay. So now another question, going back to the laminates. You know, some of the things that I've seen with them that I kind of thought were impressive were the different sort of edging. Now, that was always the way I could tell laminate from, you know, 10 feet away, is that you could just see all the seams and things like that.
Yeah.
But I've seen, like, a nice bullnose corner and things like that. Is that pretty much the new norm, or is that kind of an expensive option to add to laminates?
No, it's kind of become the new norm with our clients. What we find with our customer base when they come in, you know, and what you're kind of referring to, Jesse, would be the old traditional post-form laminate. And this is what everybody had forever. It was a rolled backsplash. It was a rolled front end. To go around a corner, you put a 45-degree miter cut in there that always would cause you issue. And there's still some scenarios where we still do that product line. But we do a lot of the custom laminates, which allows us to put bevel edges on it, full bullnose edging on it. And then the nice part about that is that when we go around corners, in many instances, we make that as a one-piece countertop and eliminate that mitered corner in there. Now, there are some limitations sometimes due to
down in the cracks or anything.
Right, exactly. And it seems like every time, you know, you put that mitered piece in the corner, you know, inevitably it's close to the stove, it's close to the sink, and pretty soon water gets in there, and then you have expansion, and then it swells up, and then you're in replacing your laminate countertop again. So that's one of the things that we see. But, yeah, like I say, with the ability of going custom with some of these new patterns, these new edges on these laminate countertops, it is amazing how nice they truly look. Like you say, we do them, and you'll swear it's a piece of granite because the pattern is a picture of a piece of granite. So it's just one of those things that it's been able to, it's leaps and bounds in the look of laminate countertops.
Wow. Well, I certainly can say that we could have about an hour conversation.
Yeah,
on this.
You know, and it is. And then, of course, all of these same products you roll into the bathroom as well, and we use the same thing. You know, you had mentioned another thing, a unique thing with the laminate countertops is, you know, for years, if a person wanted to do an undermounted sink, which is what we typically do in solid surface, you know, the granites, the Corian, the quartz products. Well, you know, and everybody loves to have an undermount sink. Well, technology has now come where we can also do undermount sinks in laminate countertops now as well.
And without any worry about water intrusion or anything?
No, I mean, there's minimal, but, you know, they bond the sink to the underside of the laminate, and there's only certain sinks you can do, and that sink actually gets installed at the countertop shop, and it comes over pre-installed, and we basically, I don't think we have ever had a failure of a delamination. It seems to work really well, and I know the guys at our top shop, I mean, they're banging them out. Every single week, they're doing a couple, three of these countertops have undermount sinks in it. So it's a nice alternative to, once again, give you that look of a solid surface without the investment of solid surface.
Well, like Jesse said, we probably need longer for this conversation, but we've learned a lot this morning.
Well, good. I hope it helps.
Yeah. Thank you, Chuck. Thank you, Jesse, for On the House. And if you missed part of this, you can catch it on our website later today, KAXE.org. Thanks, you guys.
You bet. Thanks.
All
Have a great day.
You too.
All right. Goodbye.